One more item. Here's something a lot of us have in common. Broken appliances. Broken air conditioner. Broken down heating system. Broken down washer dryer. Broken down refrigerator. And if you're a homeowner, you know just how expensive it is to get one of those things fixed, let alone what happens if more than one appliance breaks down at the same time. Well, if you're a homeowner, you can get all of your appliances on a warranty plan that guarantees protection for all of your home appliances in case they break down. And best of all, it will only cost you about $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club at 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168. The call is free, and if you're one of the first 25 callers, your first month membership in the Home Service Club will also be free. Home Service Club, warranty plan, guarantees protection for all of your appliances for less than $1 a day. 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is John Biney. You're listening to TV Confidential. Well, let's hear it for him. Come on out here.
Hey, everybody. Hi. Welcome to my bathroom. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. You're watching a very special social distancing edition of The Late Show, or my first guest tonight, as you can see, is Mr. Bubble.
Ed Robertson with a reminder that novelist and radio and TV host Tara Newley Arkell will join us beginning at the top of the hour. We'll be able to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Tony Figueroa and Donna Allen are with us via Zoom as we continue our look at this week in TV history.
The Emmys nominations were announced yesterday at the time of this recording, and The Daily Show got a lot. John Oliver, Samantha Bee.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 12:30 shows did not get as much
love.
Yes, which is amazing because Seth Meyers, I think, is at the top of his game.
Yeah, Seth Meyers is incredible.
Yeah,
you know, Seth Meyers is somebody that we will DVR and watch the following morning.
Yeah, maybe people just couldn't stay up late at night to watch him.
But I find it funny that the cables, yeah, that Samantha Bee and John Oliver and Trevor Noah. But then
Stephen Colbert?
Yeah, Stephen Colbert got a couple. Jimmy Fallon got a couple. Jimmy Kimmel got a couple. But Seth Meyers and James Corden kind of got shut out. And I think, I mean, I don't want to sound like I don't want to take sides, but I think in the last year, even before COVID, all of these guys really reached a certain level of, you know, excellence. Whether it was James Corden's show that he did in Liverpool with Paul McCartney, mm-hmm. which later became a primetime show. You know, he did a whole expanded carpool karaoke, and it was wonderful. I'm sure you could find it on YouTube somewhere. It was a very long, it was carpool karaoke, but they would get out of the car. They would walk Abbey Road. They would go to different, you know, they visited Paul's boyhood home in Liverpool. And then they had an impromptu concert at a local tavern. I mean, it was amazing. Seth Meyers.
Closer look.
Also,
that segment is hysterical.
That segment is hysterical. You know, he
and right on.
Yeah,
right
very
on.
Much so. And, very, very, very much so.
Yeah, you know, and he's managed to get the attention of people whose feathers were ruffled. So you know that he's hitting it right.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I would love for the Academy to acknowledge all of them and how they continue to make shows during all this time.
Yeah. I hope that you said that Colbert got a couple of nominations. I just scammed the nominations yesterday. I hope that one of them is the first show he did post COVID, the one he did from his tub, his bathtub. That was,
yeah.
Yeah. With special guest, Mr. Bubble. That was inspired.
No, especially when they were trying these shows that they went on doing, and also the last show that he did in the Ed Sullivan Theater.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
That, the audience, off the cuff, just, off the you cuff, know,
yeah. That was a show.
Which yeah. I thought was just hysterical. But all of them, how they just have been experimenting, whether it's, you know, Jimmy Fallon, it looks like he was doing a show in a treehouse for his kids. Stephen Colbert, what he had, like, you know, in the guest room, which is like that, you know, cramped room. Jimmy Kimmel in his living room. James Corden, the whole setup in his garage, where he actually talked about moving blankets over the refrigerator in the garage so the sound does not and just saying, and there's stuff in the fridge, and he says, you know, but it's like it's layered and layered and layered with moving blankets to keep the noise.
Yeah.
So if he really wants something out of that fridge, you know, he has to consider, do I really want? But you know, everything looks homespun, it looks homey, but the fact that all of these guys, and I'll throw in Saturday Night Live in that mix too,
yeah,
they were still providing entertainment at a time when
it was especially necessary.
It's especially necessary. It still is. You know, it is also a sad commentary that for a lot of people, this is their source of news. They will not watch regular news.
Yeah.
They will watch the monologues. So they were providing that. The monologues are all, you know, a lot of it is news clips.
Even Jimmy Fallon, to some extent, has gotten a little more topical, which is out of his comfort zone. And I think there may be some practical reasons why he's done that, because last I checked, he was third behind Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel. So he had to take it up a notch. But even when he's not being topical, he's done some very good shows in this post-COVID age. I'm thinking of the show he did with Ben Stiller off the top of my head after Jerry Stiller died.
Yeah.
That was a good interview.
You know, he can do it. I think he, you know.
No, reality, or the fact that, you know, he's not able to go in a studio. He can't do the sort of variety show shtick that he turned the Tonight Show into. I mean, it was less, you know, when Fallon took over, yes, he still had the guest segment, but the guest segment was really like secondary or tertiary to all the beer pong and sketches. He turned it into a sketch variety show, which in some respects is close to how Steve Allen did it back in the 50s. But it's become more of an interview type of show, a traditional Tonight Show, and he's done some good shows.
Yeah, and I think it proves he can do it. I mean, they went back to the studio, but they reconfigured the studio.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of showing, you know, where New York is right now at this particular stage. And, you know, I think Jimmy has to go off the rule that, you know, you can't ignore the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
And, you know, so a new opening with him leaving home, wearing the mask, walking to Rockefeller Center and, you know, showing the crew removing seats from the soundstage, expanding, you know, the look of the set looks amazing, too. They did a beautiful job of that. You see the Roots crew and each band member is 6 feet apart. You know, but they're having fun with it. And they're also, you know, doing shows without live audiences still, which is an amazing challenge that they could, you know, because you're talking about people who feed off a live audience.
Are they doing, are they inserting cardboard cutouts in the seats?
No.
Thank God.
No, but I think
don't get me started on that.
Yeah. They provide a necessary relief at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I think especially for people like us, where we're basically operating out of the home.
Yeah.
And
like so many.
Yeah. Like so many.
The news of the day could keep you up.
Keep you from getting anything else done.
Yes.
Yes.
And where people don't necessarily have to set their alarm for 6 a.m. If you're having one of those days, it's nice to know that these guys are there at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you're having a little trouble unwinding and getting to sleep, it's nice to know that they're there. Or you could do like what we will often do is just DVR. And then before turning on the morning news, we'll get a couple of monologues in, you know, before we're ready to face the reality of the current day. But I think, you know, in some way, shape, or form, I really would like the Academy to commend the effort, the ingenuity, the creativity, the use of the family members as crew, the actual crew for the shows that are coaching the family members on how to do certain jobs and tasks.
Right, such as Jimmy Fallon's wife, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yes, as Stephen Colbert's wife and son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure who's running Jimmy Kimmel's operation.
Well, right now Jimmy Kimmel is on hiatus. I mean, they're still doing shows, but Jimmy is taking a pre-scheduled 2-month hiatus.
And they're doing guest hosts.
Yes.
And also, I forgot to throw Bill Maher into the mix because he's been off for a couple of weeks.
That's okay. You can leave Bill Maher out of the mix, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think it also proves that his show.
Do not get me started on Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll stop there.
Childhoodtelevision.blogspot.com. Childhoodtelevision.blogspot.com. MuscleStorySalon.com. Donna's 4-part novel series is now complete.
Yes, it is. The last book, Fall Again Reunion, was published a few months ago. You'll see where the story finally ends.
And to find out how the story begins and end, go to fallagainseries.com. Tony and Donna, we'll see you both next time.
Next time.
Tara Newley Arkell will join us when we come back. Tara Newley Arkell, daughter of Anthony Newley and Dame Joan Collins. Tara has a novel set in the 1990s about an all-female radio station that, in many respects, will remind you of workplace comedies such as The Office, while it also has elements of Frasier and WKRP. Then we will welcome back America's Master Mimic, Rich Little. All that more coming up in hour number 2 of TV Confidential. Stay with us.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Linda Day George.
Diane Cannon.
Donna Mills.
Richard Benjamin.
Michael Bell.
Joan Van Ark.
Thank you so much, Joan. I really appreciate this. I hope we'll have a chance to chat again.
Well, I hope so, too. And let me tell you, bravo to you. Kudos for doing your homework. That's all I got to say. Thank you. Hugs.
That's TV Confidential. Every week on this station.
And every day online at televisionconfidential.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now and tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-717-6901. 855-717-6901. 855-717-6901. That's 855-717-6901.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.